More and more people are realizing that their traditional retirement advice, like using a 401k or relying on Social Security, is severely outdated and is just flat wrong. This old school advice once helped generations before us create a comfortable retirement plan, but it can no longer be keeping up with our modern world where the cost of everything is rising. Your 401k and similar account types can really take a beating in times of inflation. So it's no surprise that accounts that offer more flexibility, control, and protection from inflation are growing in popularity massively. But even for advanced investors, the self-directed IRA can seem a bit complicated because tax-advantaged accounts have a lot of rules and have a lot of regulations. At Morris Invest, my company, we love educating investors about the freedom that a self-directed IRA can provide. But the self-directed IRA is not a free-for-all. Like any investment type, it's critical that you know what you're getting into before you jump in. So today, we're going to go through 10 rules for building wealth with a self-directed IRA. All right, ready? Buckle up. Number one, if you want to buy a rental property inside your self-directed account, it must be an investment property. You cannot put your personal home or a vacation home inside of your retirement account. You cannot do that. Number two, to go a step further, the self-directed IRA does not allow any personal benefit at all. So you can't even use the garage at your rental property to store your things in it. This is just one example, but only your self-directed IRA can benefit from your investment, not you personally. If you have any questions about that, you feel free to talk to our team about it. We can even go more deeply into some of those strategies around that question. Number three, the self-directed IRA funds are for retirement purposes only. So if you want to buy real estate inside of a self-directed account, cash flow is going to be unavailable to you, okay, for many years to come until you retire. All of that cash will grow inside of that account, but you can't touch it until you retire. Because the self-directed IRA is a retirement account, any profits from your investments go straight into that account. Number four, not only do profits go into the IRA, but any expenses also must come out of the account. If your investment property needs anything from a plumber to a doorknob, a tax bill, an HOA fee, the bill must be paid for straight out of the IRA account. Number five, disqualified persons. Just as you cannot benefit from your account, there's also a list of disqualified persons that you cannot lend to or deal with. This includes your spouse, your children, your parents, and more. You can't set up and lend money out of this account to any of those people. Number six, there is a list of prohibited transactions. For the most part, a self-directed IRA gives you a lot of freedom when it comes to choosing your investments. You can invest in gold, real estate, stocks, whatever you want. You can even lend out to individuals who are going to be doing, you know, brand new construction properties. You as a self-directed IRA could lend to those builders if you want to. But there are a few things you can't invest in. Collectibles like art or antiques, or even life insurance. You can't buy comic books or art, antiques, or life insurance. I know, very specific, but those are not allowed transactions, okay? Prohibited transactions. Number seven, no sweat equity. If you own a rental property that's inside of your own self-directed IRA, you won't be able to do repairs yourself. The IRA, you know, must hire and pay a contractor to do the work. So if you own a rental property down the street, and you want to kind of go and manage it and do some repairs on it, you have it inside of your self-directed IRA, that is a big no-no. You have to hire and you have to pay for it out of the self-directed account. You cannot be involved in, you cannot do sweat equity on that property. Number eight, the IRA must hold the title on your investment property. This means you can't have the property under your name, your LLC, your trust, or anything else. The investment is inside of your account, must be inside of the self-directed IRA. Even if you're using a loan in combination with your self-directed IRA, the IRA still must be on the title of the property. So when you look up a property card, like who owns this property? It might say, you know, for the benefit of self-directed IRA account, John Smith. The IRA has to be on the title of that property, which leads me to my next point. Number nine. Any loan that's used in conjunction with a self-directed IRA must be a non-recourse loan. Here's an example. A lot of our investors use the funds inside of their self-directed IRA as a down payment on a rental property, right? Maybe they've got $30,000 or $40,000 that's inside the self-directed IRA, okay? They use that as the down payment. Then they finance the rest with a non-recourse loan. Now, the loan must be non-recourse because you personally cannot guarantee the loan. The asset itself is guaranteeing the loan. Number 10, early distributions will result in penalties. The IRS wants to discourage you from withdrawing your account before the age of 59 and a half years old. So if you take a distribution before then, you can be subject to a 10% early distribution tax. Now, if you break any of these rules, the consequences are pretty severe. Your account could lose its tax-deferred status, leaving you subject to a hefty tax bill, and you don't want that. After all, that's why we have a self-directed account. All of that cash flow, that asset can grow tax-free so that when I retire at 59 and a half years old, all of those tenant checks that came into that account that are growing tax-free, I don't have to pay taxes on it. So if I violate any of these that I just mentioned here, you could be hit with a tax bill because you violated the law and you don't want to do that. I know that sounds intimidating, but don't panic about these rules. When you invest in a self-directed IRA, you work closely with a custodian who is well-versed in all of these rules and regulations. And the bottom line is don't purposefully try to bend the rules or to find some sort of a loophole. Like, I'm going to lend money out to my sister. Don't do that. You know, don't do stupid things and you'll be fine. It's not worth it. If you have questions on what you can legally do with your account, just reach out to your custodian for guidance. What's really important is that you actually have a baseline knowledge of how the account actually works. The more information you have, the more financially intelligent decisions you can make. And for most investors, the benefits of investing inside of a self-directed IRA far outweigh dealing with the nuances of the regulations that we talked about today. If you want more information or clarification on something that you learned in this video, check the description box below for a link to my full blog post on self-directed IRA and prohibited transactions and other rules that investors should know. Check that out. The post contains charts and lists detailing qualified persons, prohibited transactions, and so much more. If you like this video, we have an entire library of content right here on the channel, totally free. And I've got one in mind that I want you to check out. This first one that you should check out is Why All About Saving for Retirement is Impossible. Watch that video, and we'll see you next time, everyone.